Another episode of Space A. I'm your host, Mahima Kapoor, and today's episode is actually a bonus episode. So typically we chat with Canadians in space, but our focus is also chatting with anyone who could be an inspiration or role model for young people working in any field related to space. So today I'd like to welcome Hans Uy onto our podcast. He is an ex-investment banker who now works as a financial analyst for SpaceX. He has an undergrad degree in finance from the University of Texas at Austin. He also has a space blog where he posts daily space updates called Astronomical Return. So I find it really fascinating, Hans, that you've managed to combine both your skills, which is finance, and your passion, which is space, into one. And I think it will benefit a lot of young people who have varied interests to hear about your interdisciplinary approach. So my first question for you is, where did your interest in space first come from?
Great. Thanks again for having me, Mahima. I really appreciate the chance to talk about space. My interest in space, when I think about it, there was never, I don't think, any real defining moment. It was always just a passion I was born with, but I distinctly remember my parents bought me this 200-page space encyclopedia when I was four that I loved reading, so I just got really hooked on it. And pretty soon I'd memorized all kinds of random facts about the stars and planets and was constantly telling my kindergarten teacher and classmates everything I knew, and it kind of just stuck with me my whole life.
Yeah, that's awesome. So the next thing that I'd really be interested to hear about is, what is the number one thing that young people or students should keep in mind when exploring career options? I think this is a great question for you because you've had such a, some would say maybe a non-traditional path into the space sector. So should the focus be on acquiring skills, on skill acquisition, and then molding it into a field of interest, or vice versa? And is there even a right or wrong approach to career path?
Yeah. So it's funny, you mentioned that I was a finance major in college. I worked on Wall Street, and people always ask me, like, you know, if you're this passionate about space, why not become an engineer or something? But, you know, we all find our path in life. And I think the right mindset for young people is to first build the wide net of skills when you're young, like, say, still in high school or college. But at the same time, be very thoughtful about, you know, what you want to do and how you discover your passion. Because once, as soon as you realize what your passion is and what you want to dedicate your career to, then you can pursue it without hesitation or regret. So, you know, I definitely appreciated my business career and my business skills, but I think I saw a lot of people are so obsessed with maintaining optionality and casting a wide net and playing it safe that, you know, they forget to discover what they really care about. So I think it's important to have both in mind.
Yeah, that sounds like some very valuable advice. So now coming more into your current role, so it's an exciting time to be working at SpaceX. So are you able to tell us a little bit about what your coolest day at work was?
Of course. What comes to mind is definitely the recent launch of Demo Mission 2, the first manned launch from American soil in almost a decade. That was awesome to watch. Everyone was really pumped about that. You know, we came in the office and we had these big screens and everyone was cheering. So that was cool. I certainly felt like I was a part of history. But on a more personal note, you know, that's a collective effort of SpaceX. But for me personally, on the finance team, one really memorable day I had was a couple months ago. I got to present to the CFO of SpaceX some analysis I did, and I spent a really long time preparing. So I thought that was super rewarding because I'd only been on the job for a few months, but it was a task that I really owned and understood fully. And I felt that my managers gave me good leeway to take ownership and present my work.
That's super cool to hear about a personal experience as well. So what is your favorite thing about your job?
Yeah, first off, the managers and the team that I work with on the finance team, they're fantastic. They're super friendly, really sharp. And I'm just very thankful. I don't think there's any better job on earth where I could blend my dual passions. And it's quite rewarding to serve a noble cause for my country and for all humanity. It's something that 50 years from now, when I'm retired and there's footprints on Mars, I hope to be able to tell my kids and grandkids about with pride.
Yeah, that would be definitely an amazing feeling to be part of history like that. So that's very exciting. So I want to ask you a more broad question. Okay, so the next question I would like to ask you, Hans, is a little bit broader, and it's thinking about the intersectionality of commercial space and government projects. So do you see these collaborations as the best way forward into the new space era?
Yes, absolutely. From my point of view, SpaceX is famous for the disruption we brought to the aerospace industry. And looking at it from a business perspective, you know, in a competitive market, the most efficient producer can offer the lowest costs and reap the most benefit, But in the past, aerospace was not like that. There were just a handful of players who all received large cost-plus contracts from the government, so there wasn't as much incentive to innovate. Nowadays, we really hope to bring down the cost of accessing space. But to be clear, you know, even with reduced costs, this is not to say that there's any less commitment to quality. NASA is a very engaged partner for us, and they're very active in reviewing the work of their commercial providers and certifying that everything is safe to fly.
So another thing that I really appreciate and love about your blog, Astronomical Returns, is that you're quite vocal about highlighting representation in space. So do you see any key challenges in the space sector, either from personal experience or just from stories around you? Do you see any challenges with respect to representation? Could it be accessibility, funding? How can we make the space sector more open to everyone?
You know, I think the goal of increasing representation is really important in the space industry, as with many in our society. And I think it really starts from the bottom, right, where we need to invest in our education and make it a more inclusive environment for people. You know, it's particularly important for me as someone who's Asian American. I'm fully aware that all 12 Apollo moonwalkers were white men. So I think it's really great that the current Artemis program is aiming to put the first woman on the moon, and that the current active astronaut roster is extremely diverse. You know, I think that as time goes on and people see more and more role models in space who look like them, that will encourage young people to get into the space industry and make their own impact.
Yeah, that's awesome. And we hope for the same at the Canadian Space Society and the Canadian Space Agency as well. So I'd like to wrap up this episode with a couple fun questions. So my first fun question for you is, have you met Elon?
You know, it's funny. A lot of people always ask me that, but I've only seen him once at a distance. The reason being, for the first few months I was at SpaceX, Elon was spending most of his time at Boca Chica because he was very focused on developing Starship. And then for the past 3.5 months, I've been working from home due to coronavirus, which is a bit of a bummer, but
yeah.
I'm sure I'll see him more as time goes on. And, you know, eventually in the long run, we go back to the office more often.
Yeah, no, I was hoping that you had met him so that way I could be cool by association. But no, that sounds awesome. I hope you get to meet him. I hope I get to meet him as well sometime. So that's awesome. Another question I'd love to ask you, and it might kind of, you know, be in your domain thinking about finance and SpaceX, but I was wondering if you had just kind of on the side any thoughts about what banking might look like in the future in space when we do set up human colonies either on Mars or on the moon or wherever we decide to go.
Yeah, that's a super interesting point you bring up. And I think that, you know, we obviously can't predict what the financial industry on the moon will look like in the future, but we already are kind of seeing a nascent space finance industry. So, you know, as you may imagine, these new space startups, you know, they all require capital investment to get off the ground. So we're seeing a lot of dedicated venture capital firms who are focused on investing in space and space industries and space technology and providing the capital that, you know, entrepreneurs need to develop new rocket technology, new spacecraft technology. And I think it's really fantastic. I forget the statistic, but if you look it up, you know, in recent years, people have invested hundreds of billions of dollars into the commercial space industry. And I think that it's really, really good and very important.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome. And do you have any final words before we conclude this episode?
Yeah, I guess a book recommendation. I'm fully aware that you guys represent Canada. For your Canadian viewers, I highly recommend Colonel Chris Hadfield's book, An Astronaut's Guide to Life on Earth. He's the most decorated Canadian astronaut in history. And I thoroughly enjoyed reading his book. I think that there's a lot of really useful life lessons that can be gained from his perspective. So for all your viewers and readers, that's one I would recommend for you all.
Yeah, that's awesome. I actually have that book sitting right on my bookshelf, and I haven't started it yet. I've been meaning to, but that one seems like such a good read, especially I think these days when it's, you know, there's so much uncertainty and everyone's working from home. I think that would be a really cool book to get into. So thanks for the recommendation for sure. Yeah, and awesome. And thanks so much, Hans, for being on our podcast today. I hope you enjoyed answering some of our questions. For our listeners, definitely follow Hans on social media platforms. Do you want to tell them about your handle and what you do on social media?
Yeah, of course. So I'm on Facebook. You can find my page as Astronomical Returns, and on Instagram, where you can just search at Astronomical_Returns. And I share, you know, basically all the knowledge that I've picked up along the way, rocket science, astrophysics. But what I really tout is the fact that I'm not a scientist. I teach it from a layman's point of view, which I hope to make it as easy to understand as possible. So would appreciate anyone who's willing to follow along and recommend. It's a really great passion of mine.
Thanks for listening. See you next time. Bye.